So our readings for this evening, I really pondered these readings from Ezekiel and from the letter to the Galatians. I looked up some commentary on them. And despite the depths and the layers, which are in the readings from the book of the prophet Ezekiel and the epistle to the Galatians, I'm going to do something I rarely do, not just because I'm intimidated by having Bob in the congregation. I'm going to reflect on the psalm. So I will encourage you to spend a little time of your own on today's passages, and you can read them anytime in the bulletin or look them up. But I will remain silent on them and let them speak for themselves. But before I get into the psalm itself, I'm going to reflect on a little on what we call psalmody. The entirety of the psalms is used by the church, all 150 of them. Well, I'm not going to give you a reflection on each of them. We'd be here forever if that were the case. But I'm going to give some thoughts on the whole, particularly of the use of the psalms within the Anglican tradition. I'm really pleased to be in a church that uses the psalms. In our main Sunday service, in the morning, here at Evensong, and indeed at our Wednesday Eucharist at 8 a.m., and in our daily prayers online, Monday through Friday at noon. It's not as common practice to go through the psalms as it once was in Anglican circles. Certainly many of the churches that I have ministered in over these past 30 plus years I've been in lay and ordained ministry have jettisoned the psalms for various reasons. Brevity in a service, or because people they feel don't necessarily connect with the psalms, or they're relatively unknown or misunderstood, or just considered, and I will confess at this moment I hate this word, irrelevant. Which is a shame. As one of my lecturers at theological school said, all human life is there in the Psalms. The pains and the joys, expressions of hope and despair, faith and doubt, and all shades in between. One of my clergy colleagues once reflected that when he was going through a period of struggling with depression and burnout, the Psalms were the only part of Scripture he could turn to. Their raw honesty and understanding of the different times, tides, and nuances of life were relatable for him and are for many. The Psalms are filled with poetry and metaphor, often beautifully written, but also shocking and striking in places. Take, for instance, the Psalm of Lament that is Psalm 137. Most of us will know the beginning of it. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept. The basis of the song of the same name sung by Boney M. and a staple of my childhood. And according to the... Should I? No, I'm not going to. By the rivers of Babylon... No, I'm not going too far down that road. According to the website Song Facts, it was written and originally recorded by Brent Dow and Trevor McNaughton. I always thought it was a Boney M. song. Of the Jamaican roots reggae act The Melodians in 1970 and has become an anthem of the Rastafarian movement. But that's a psalm that mourns. It mourns the loss of homeland and in poetic form shares that loss of exile. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Asks the writer. But what many of us do not know is the last line, which echoes the book of Isaiah chapter 13 and says, O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, blessed is the one who repays you as you have done to us. Blessed is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Harsh. I remember leading a morning prayer at theological college when we said this together, and there was a hushed silence at the end, as many of us had never really thought about what that last verse meant until we said it in community. The Psalms contain so much of what it is to be human, to feel, to know elation, anger, fear, highs and lows in our experience. They don't make doctrinal statements. They reflect on the experience of faith and the reality of daily life. They are an unvarnished expression of the reality of seeking God in a messy world. They give us the liberty to feel, to just feel whatever we do, and to be honest about life and faith and the world around us. The Psalms are, in short, an unsanitized part of Scripture, which is why I think they're such a valuable part of our liturgical life and add texture and value to our prayers and shared worship, which perhaps nothing else does. So back to today's psalm, which I won't spend as long as I have done on the introduction on. A psalm of praise. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the whole earth, it begins. And what does this new song do? It proclaims life and the healing of God, which we commonly translate as salvation, to the whole earth. It shares the wonders of God's creative acts and reminds people of something of the nature of God, the wonder of divine life and work, and the universal nature of God's love. Universal even to one of my father's favorite phrases from the King James translation, even to the heathens. It also reminds us that the work of praise, the work of celebration, is not just something that is the province of human beings, but the whole of creation. Trees, the seas, the heavens, and all the earth are part of this divine celebration, and it all leads to one hope, one longing, again, as the last verse leads us to. For God cometh to judge the earth, and with righteousness to judge the world and the people with his truth. Judgment? That's a cause for celebration? Pardon? Well, it helps, perhaps, if I restate something I said in a sermon a few weeks back. Judgment is something very different in the minds of our ancient forebears to that which we, who are so used to colonial, quote, justice, unquote, which are rooted in a Greco-Roman model of justice. In the mindset of our ancestors in faith, judgment is not as we perceive about guilt and innocence and the punishment of the wicked. Judgment is about the restoration of healing, balance, and wholeness. To judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with truth, as the psalm says, is to put things back as they should be. The Hebrew scripture writers called this shalom, wholeness, healing, peace, justice, equity. It is the calling and purpose of all creation to move to shalom, and the calling and purpose of all people of faith to usher in that kingdom, that life of shalom, in our working for justice for all creation, our advocacy for the excluded and the oppressed, and our solidarity with all who work for equity. Our psalm, while filled with praise and poetry, goes on to remind us of the work that must be done, not just by some kind of second coming, where God sorts everything out for us like some kind of divine daddy figure, but by the coming of God in every act of justice, every word of love, every prayer of hope. May we, with the psalmist, rejoice in hope and work for the fullness of shalom in all we do, all we say, and all we think. Thanks be to God. Amen.